We're drowning in a sea of our own making. Right now, as you read this, someone in your office is skipping lunch to answer emails. Someone else is in their fifth consecutive video call, bladders screaming. A manager somewhere just said yes to a project they don't have time for, and a talented employee is polishing a presentation that was already good enough 3 revisions ago. This isn't productivity, it's a slow-motion crisis. Studies show 23% of workers experience frequent burnout, yet we treat busyness like a badge of honor. We've created a culture where being overwhelmed is normal, where "how are you" is answered with "busy," as if it's something to celebrate. The irony? The solution isn't working harder or smarter. It's stopping, even for just a minute. Picture building a fire. You arrange the wood, add kindling, strike a match, and nothing happens. Why? No oxygen. Without space between materials, fire can't breathe. Your work operates identically. Pack your calendar like Tetris, and you'll suffocate your own brilliance. White space is time with no assignment, moments deliberately left empty. It's the strategic pause between activities, the breath between notes that makes music instead of noise. Consider those rare Sunday mornings when you catch up on work while colleagues are absent. Your inbox sits frozen, your phone stays quiet, and you accomplish in 2 hours what would take 2 days during the week. That's not magic, that's oxygen. Previous generations understood this instinctively. Seeing the boss staring out a window meant backing away quietly, respecting their thinking time. Today, we interrupt as if visible activity equals value. But thinking, pondering, questioning, these invisible forms of work often yield our greatest contributions. The missing element isn't more effort or better tools, it's space to actually use our minds. 4 forces steal your time: drive, excellence, information, and activity. These aren't external villains. They're your own strengths turned toxic, like morning glory vines that become invasive when unchecked. Drive powers achievement, but makes people say yes reflexively and treat recovery as weakness. Excellence creates precision, yet excellence-driven people apply the same exacting standards to departmental flyers as major proposals, forgetting that excellence is a finite daily resource that runs out when spent indiscriminately. Information seems obviously valuable, yet one weekday New York Times contains more information than a 17th century person encountered in a lifetime. Nearly 2/3 of professionals report their work quality suffers from information overload, spending over half their workdays receiving and managing information rather than applying it. Activity drives people like directionless moles, heads down, digging frantically without a plan. These thieves enchant us because they feel good. Like the hedonic treadmill, we adapt to each new level and soon want more. Without a sense of enough, we're left chronically deprived of arrival, always chasing but never catching. 25 words can transform your work life. 4 questions target specific themes. Is there anything I can let go of? Controls drives overdrive. Where is good enough good enough? Tames excellence's perfectionism. What do I truly need to know? Manages information's overload. What deserves my attention? Quiets activity's frenzy. People gravitate toward their needed question. Perfectionist Donna found freedom distinguishing business relevant from recreational perfectionism. Mark, who nearly sacrificed health and family, now uses what deserves my attention for intentional mentorship. The wedge, white space's most elegant tool, inserts a small pause between activities. When network engineer Sean McDonald faced a school crisis with panicked staff demanding solutions, he stepped away to think. That pause revealed someone had created an infinite loop connecting both cable ends to different ports. When reducing waste, target tuna, massive projects like canceling 3-day offsites, or krill, small improvements like trimming meeting minutes. Start with krill. These compound effectively. Eliminating one software field, saving half a second per salesperson, multiplied across hundreds of daily interactions, creates massive impact. We live in hallucinated urgency, a chronic condition keeping us in perpetual fight-or-flight mode. We send premature emails, blurt hasty answers, and respond to every notification with equal panic, treating everything as time-sensitive by default. Even emergency room nurses facing genuine life-or-death situations find opportunities for strategic pauses. One nurse's triage approach: I pause, I smile, and I say to the whole line of them, one at a time. This reminds us what urgent truly means: blood and pulses, not reports and presentation decks. Categorize tasks into three types: not time-sensitive, rare but important to identify; tactically time-sensitive, where speed genuinely affects results; and emotionally time-sensitive, needs masquerading as urgent due to curiosity, anxiety, or control. The yellow list helps park non-urgent communications, collecting questions and ideas for each person you regularly interact with, then addressing them in batches rather than constant interruptions. Curbing urgency enhances executive presence, that intangible blend of calm, confidence, and clarity marking true leaders. Those with executive presence treat few things as urgent, give full attention during interactions, and speak with relaxed cadence. Slowing down isn't weakness, it's mastery. White space principles extend beyond work to enrich personal lives, yet we struggle to embrace balance guiltlessly. Consider Kim, a VP who loves sailing but feels guilty leaving work early for it. Research shows balanced people actually work harder, perform better, take less sick leave, and make sharper decisions. Yet we treat rest like theft. The thieves follow us home. Drive pushes toward impressive wealth. Excellence demands perfection in fitness and parenting. Information insists we stay current on everything. Activity convinces us to fill every moment. Comparing ourselves to others robs contentment. We see neighbors' fancy possessions without knowing their debt, or observe seemingly perfect marriages without seeing private struggles. Strategic pausing profoundly changes parenting experiences. Instead of pursuing the subtle violence of self-improvement, aim to be just 1% more present. The Italians call it dolce far niente, the sweetness of doing nothing. One story captures everything. A woman's mother declined joining a family picnic because she was busy. When the husband died 2 days later, the mother spent her life regretting she didn't take the ride. White space allows you to prioritize what matters most before it's too late. In a world measuring worth by output and speed, choosing to pause is radical. Every moment reclaimed from hallucinated urgency returns to your actual life. Every question about what deserves attention rebels against a culture profiting from exhaustion. This isn't about working less, it's about living more. Microsoft Japan's 4-day work week increased productivity by 40% while cutting costs by 25%. Southwest Airlines flies one aircraft type for simplicity. In-N-Out Burger chooses employee celebration over maximum profits. These aren't accidents. They're choices rooted in simplicity and restraint. You don't need permission to start. Begin with one wedge, one pause between meetings to breathe. Ask one simplification question before saying yes. Identify one task that's good enough already. The fire you're building, your creativity, leadership, joy, needs oxygen to burn. Stop packing every moment with activity. Stop confusing motion with meaning. Take your minute. The world won't end, but your burnout might.